With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Buntown Primary School is making a change at its official renaming ceremony later today. The school will be christened as the Theoline McCoy Primary School in honor of the late respected Buntown resident, who went on to become one of the first trained school inspectors for all of Grand Cayman's primary schools, including Cayman Brac. The school will be renamed by the Minister of Education and will be attended by the Minister of Health. For those interested in witnessing the renaming, the ceremony is at Buntown Primary at 4 p.m. In his second proclamation of 2019, His Excellency the Governor has announced the next session of the Legislative Assembly, which will be held at 10 a.m. on October 28th. The main focus is expected to be the people-initiated referendum on the cruise berthing and port enhancement project, which is scheduled for Thursday, December 19th. Meanwhile, as you likely heard right here on Radio Cayman, the Premier and Deputy Premier have been making the talk show rounds. On Radio Cayman's For the Record this week, Deputy Premier, the Honorable Moses Kirkconnell, fired back against anti-port critics.
3 years this campaign has been going on to stop this project. This campaign is a commercial campaign, is how it started. There are reasons why some private sector people would not want this cruise berthing and facility, new cargo port, especially cruise berthing, to go forward.
Minister O'Connell says what's happening today is something he's seen before.
I remember when the Water Authority was putting pipelines and started aggressively putting pipelines throughout the Cayman Islands. The major lobby to stop that was the truckers. The truckers that used to carry the water from the plant to the houses. They wanted it stopped. This is very similar to part of the reason that there has been a campaign to stop the cruise berthing.
While government has faced criticism for its expenditures related to promoting the project to build cruise piers in Georgetown Harbor, Mr. Kirkconnell says those trying to stop it have also, quote, spent quite a bit of money. CPR Cayman, meantime, says Mr. Kirkconnell's assertions are incorrect, noting that CPR Cayman is a registered nonprofit organization, which was formed by citizens concerned by the socioeconomic and environmental impacts of the proposed cruise port. The group says to date it has spent less than $12,000 on radio, internet, and cinema advertising costs, compared to the government, who they say has spent over $157,000 on advertising in the same period since August 2018. That number includes ads provided at no cost by Radio Cayman to government, part of its mandate. Now in its 40th year, NCVO Children's Services is hosting its annual fundraising telethon, part of the major campaign to raise $1.6 million.
We are calling for the entire community to come together and help the NCVO raise their goal of $1.6 million for the children in their care.
The annual radio telethon brings together a wide range of local talent, all with a focus of supporting children's programs at one of the country's oldest nonprofit organizations. CEO Miriam Foster says this year's big event kicks off at 6 p.m. on October 19th and lasts until 11 p.m.
The production is being done by the ever-talented One World Entertainment, and this year, for the first time ever, it will be simulcast on all of Hurley's media stations, and as always, on Radio Cayman, and new this year, Cayman Life on Logic 33.
Ms. Foster invites the public, as always, to make pledges and donations, either calling the Flow-sponsored call-in line on 946-3136 or donate online at ncvo.org.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Russian military police in northeastern Syria are now patrolling the lines of contact between Syrian and Turkish troops. The Russian Defense Ministry said that cooperation has been organized with the Turkish military. Moscow's special envoy on Syria said Russia would not allow clashes between Syrian and Turkish forces, but fighting in the region has been fierce. UN officials have warned Turkey that it could be held responsible for summary executions by Turkish-supported Syrian fighters during their ongoing military operation. The UN says they've seen film in which fighters fire automatic weapons into the body of a bound man. Hunter Biden, the son of former US Vice President Joe Biden, says he exercised poor judgment but says he did nothing wrong in his business dealings with Ukraine and China. Mr. Biden said his mistake was to give a hook to unethical people trying to harm his father, who is a leading contender for the Democratic nomination in next year's US presidential election. BBC News.